For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More than 20 wildfires are scorching California. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Firefighters in California are battling shifting winds and scorching heat as three major wildfires burn across the state. The Carr Fire has killed two firefighters and destroyed at least 500 structures in Shasta County. Three firefighters have been released from the hospital after treatment for burns. Marin County Fire Battalion Chief Brett Mateague says the three had burns to their hands and faces from the intense heat.
The main fire front was approaching them, and they experienced a sudden heat blast from some vegetation adjacent to them.
The California National Guard says it has 800 soldiers and airmen currently on the ground or en route. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A shelter for people displaced by the massive blaze in Redding has reached full capacity as fire authorities order even more evacuations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump is going all in to help candidates that he likes win in the November elections. It's now 100 days until the midterm elections, and the president is hoping a strong economy will translate into a strong showing for the GOP candidates this fall. On Fox News' Sean Hannity's radio show, President Trump revealed his plans to hit the campaign trail for Republicans competing in the hottest races in the country.
I am going to work very hard. I'll go 6 or 7 days a week.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon also told Hannity the midterms will be the beginning of President Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. Special counsel Robert Mueller plans to call a lot of witnesses in the trial of President Trump's former campaign manager. Mueller submitted a witness list with 35 names for the trial of Paul Manafort that begins Tuesday in Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Many theme parks across the country are the latest to announce that they've made the decision to ban plastic straws. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The Disney Company says it's going to ditch single-use plastic straws and stirrers at its locations around the globe by the middle of next year. Disney also promising to reduce the number of plastic shopping bags used at its parks and on Disney cruises. SeaWorld and Busch Gardens have also recently announced similar policies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
4 years after the Flint water crisis, two cities in southern Michigan were advised to stop drinking their tap water because of a high concentration of chemicals. Residents in Parchment and Cooper Township were advised to stop drinking the water because state environmental officials found it high in levels of PFAS contaminants. Water sample tests were done statewide, but the chemicals were found only in Parchment's water supply. That reserve is also used by Cooper Township, which is just 3 miles to the north. It wasn't immediately known how the chemicals entered the water system. Officials say you can bathe and wash with the water, but not drink it. As a short-term solution, the town's water supply will be drained and flushed until the PFAS levels fall below the health advisory level.